The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Talk with State Rep Dwayne Junker, who's down on the border with a bunch of other folks. I love to hear what that excrement show is looking like right now. And a person write me this morning after that conversation with Dr. Jane Orient, MD, JK, and says, Bill, I'm a nurse. I didn't get the vaccine, and I got fired in the process, but I'm also curious as to having had the COVID infection itself, could it be a factor for down-the-road deaths, even without the vaccination? We don't know yet, I fear, such as having had chickenpox causing shingles many years later. COVID was engineered after all. Maybe it is still doing its work. Diane doing that. Diane, I appreciate you writing, and thank you for sharing your nurse's situation. And apparently Diane is still the nurse, but we appreciate that, okay? We'll give her an email of the day. Email of the day, and that's sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Hey, you need a water pick or some special mouthwashes or medicated toothpastes, things to make your life a little bit easier, you go over to Central Point Family Dentistry. They'll sell those kind of things for you at cost. No markup on that. They want to make sure that you have that kind of great equipment and medications and or, you know, toothpastes and mouthwashes that you need. It's right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com.
We're asking people how they'll vote for state senate.
Diane Litt.
1-5 Gold.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. And this is the Bill Myers Show.
State Rep Dwayne Junker. Dwayne, you and a bunch of other Republicans down on the border here the last day or two. Tell me the story. I guess you're in Phoenix right now, huh? Where you just having breakfast and getting ready to go out. And what's the story, huh?
Oh, well, today we're going to visit the Arizona legislature and speak with them and talk with them. But yesterday, yes, we were at the border. We went down to Yuma, Arizona, and spent the whole day down there. We went to several border sites. We visited a family and child center that deals with abuse, rape, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We went to the hospital there in Yuma.
I'm really curious. What does a border hospital look like these days, given that I can't help but imagine that, given that hospitals are required to treat anybody just by having a pulse and showing up, they're probably overloaded too, or not?
Yes, we sat in there and talked to their I think it was the president of their board there, and they have been picking up the tab for, you know, babies being born, people sick, people, you know, hurt. And it's not just a baby being born. It's like, you know, hospitals have an obligation when they send someone out the door, they're just not send them back on the street. So they've had to give car seats and, you know, food with them. Sometimes they've had babies that have to stay in the hospital, so now they have to pay for a parent to stay in a hotel and feed them.
Really?
And a lot of times they don't get reimbursed.
So I never realized that whole aspect of requiring the hospitals to take care of anybody no matter what. That rises to the level of an illegal alien getting a free motel room paid for by the hospital system in order to do this? Really?
That's what they said. You know,
wow.
They're, you know, at a hospital, as a doctor, you're there to take care of people. And the government does pay back some, but, you know, I should say not government, the taxpayers of the United States do pay back the hospital, but it dimes on the penny, you know what I'm saying? You know, little pennies of amount of what it costs them to take care of these people.
And meanwhile, that's how you end up getting the $5 aspirin pill put on your bill, right? To help pay back some of this stuff.
You know,
right?
Anything about hospitals, you know, Medicaid, Medicare, TRICARE, all the government insurance don't pay nothing. They make their money on the private insurers or, you know, people that pay cash. So when most of your patients are on government health care, they're losing money. Hmm.
That is to me, that is an astounding situation. And once again, another indicator of This is starting to look like a plan rather than just an accident. Am I wrong to think that? I mean, what do the people in the Arizona legislature think about this? Is this an actual plan of destruction of the nation?
Well, it is a plan because they tell us what it looked like under Trump and under versus what it looked like under Biden.
Right.
Since Biden took office, you know, the government taxpayers are spending already $157 billion plus for this illegal evasion, I'd say, that is costing us. I think it's like $1,200 per person in the United States is paying for this to happen because we're not having a secure border and a legal system to come into the United States. So, in Oregon in 2021, the state legislature passed a bill. It's Bill 3265. It's House Bill 3265, and it expanded all the services to illegal aliens. So that's Medicaid, education, welfare, everything like that. Obviously, you know, some of our best Democrats sponsor that, even the governor of the state of Oregon right now. So that's costing taxpayers. When the Democrats say that, well, this is not a we're not a border state or it's not an Oregon problem, it is an Oregon problem because taxpayers are spending money on this system, and it does affect us. We could be using that against Oregonians, legal Oregonians, or people that came here legally.
Hmm. You know, Dwayne, State Rep. Dwayne Junker with me, and of course, I'm starting to look at you as Kevin Starrett looks at you as a national treasure, one of the rare green shoots here in the Republican world, because my concern has been in the state legislature that there hasn't been a lot of resistance shown to a lot of these programs by many of our Republican brethren. Is that a fair criticism or not? And if I'm being unfair, throwing everybody under the bus, let me know, okay?
Well, I did look up House Bill 3265 a little bit earlier today, just before I came on, and I wanted to see if there was any Republicans that I knew that, and I would say most of the Republican, I didn't dig too hard, but it seemed like a very Democratic bill.
Okay.
Only Democrats voted for. So I would say when it comes to illegal, I would think the Republicans seem to be pretty lockstep.
But on a lot of other issues, though, that are damaging the state of Oregon, there's not as much unity in the Republican world. Would that be a fair assessment, too?
I would say that we're very fractured at times. We have things going on that we all don't agree on, and I don't think we have the overall goal of a smaller government and give the money back to the people versus the government should be in control of your life. And that's just where I come from. My rights don't come from the government. I look at God given rights to me, and the government should not tell me how to live, within means, safety and stuff like that. And free speech is free speech, but it's not the stuff we see on TV today.
Yeah,
that's not free speech. That's that's bad. And when it comes to this illegal immigration stuff, I mean, it even hurts our food because Yuma, Arizona, just to change a little bit here, it supplies most of your green leaf produce from in the winter months to the whole North America.
So how does the illegal immigration hurt that production, Dwayne?
So when they come over the field, come over the border, and they trample through these fields, they can have a bacteria on them that can contaminate their foods. And when that happens, they have to plow up their crops.
Really?
Yes. you wouldn't think so, but, our food is a security item.
There's a reason they don't want you tromping through the fields. First off, it's not your property, but still, I didn't realize that there was actually crop damage done a lot of times in some of these border states. Interesting.
Yeah, if you go down to Yuma, all you're going to see is fields and fields of crops right up to the border. It's all irrigated. I mean, I've been there several times, not for this, but for other things. And there's just tons of fields of food. And when illegals are tromping through the food or that we eat, you're contaminating, you're costing. These are all independent farmers down there too. These are not big, you know, farmers that are, you know.
Yeah, the big corporate ones. Hey, Dwayne, yeah. State Rep. Dwayne Junker, what do they ask you? Who's paying for this trip, by the way? I just want to make sure and clear, just in case anybody wanted to throw barbs. Where did this come from?
Yeah, we paid for it ourselves. You know, either we had, you know, raised money or stuff like that from, you know, our PACs or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was not paid by the, you know, the state coffers or anything like
okay,
that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because if it had been, I would have been wondering if people were going to be, you know, throwing barbs at the people doing this. So
No. I mean, I pay it out of my pocket. I don't have a lot of money in my coffer because I haven't taken any lobby money, and I've only done small donations. And,
hey, come on, know. Dwayne, wait a minute. You know, Dwayne, you don't understand how things work right now. Get endorsed by OregonGunRights.org and join the rest of the people that are part of that. I could talk about that for the next 2 hours. You know that story. That's that latest scam, you know, being put out there, right?
Holy yeah, boy. I do know that. You know what? I reached out to a couple people that are on that website that, and I go, you know, Rep, why are you on this site? He goes, I have nothing to do with this site. They put me on this site and it was nothing to do with me. And I said, well, good, because I would think less of you if you were on this site and you wanted to be on this site. And he said, well, this is a he. I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah.
I hope people see through this.
Yeah, well, what has most concerned me, what's going on right now, though, is that it is obvious that the lobbies, as Herman was talking about, and I'll talk with him about that here probably in the next few minutes, are now trying to not just control who is running for state legislature, but also who's running for local positions, too. Would that be a fair assessment, given what we're looking at here?
I saw the same thing you saw. And I was very interesting that there was a county commissioner endorsement on there. And I was like, well, that's not what OFF is endorsed. And if you could talk about this website without me.
Yeah, I'll do that. I know you got to kind of stay above that fray here. But still, I'm looking at this fake endorsement site put up by Tim Canope, apparently. It was just registered on Friday, according to Kevin Starrett. I tell you what, I'll have Kevin on to talk about it. It is just astounding, the cravenness that we're seeing from some folks that are seeking public office. It just astounds me. It really does. We'll just kind of leave it at that, Dwayne, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I say one thing, but we'll go back to the border for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, and then we'll wrap. But I just had to bring that up because it's been it's a pebble in your shoe Tuesday, and it's been a pebble in my shoe, okay? Let's hear it.
Oh, there's a lot of pebbles in my shoe after going to the border. Listen, and I could probably speak to you for an hour about all the things I've seen, but, you know, the one thing that's really just outrageous is this CBP One mobile app where you get on this app, and you just schedule your flight into the United States from overseas.
you just
don't even have to come to the border.
What, in other words, it's kind of like just booking.com or whatever it is. Just like going on to United Airlines. I'm an alien. I want to be here. I want to book my flight into the United States. Heck, we don't need travel agents or airline apps anymore. We just have to get that. I'll sign up today, Dwayne. Okay. Yikes.
It's not even that. There, you know, the processing time now, there's two more fast things. The processing time is 72 hours or less now to do background checks and send these people out into the interior of the United States. And that is crazy to do a background check in 72 hours. So you know we're getting state-sponsored terror people here in the United States.
Yeah.
There's no way you could do a check on these foreign nationals coming in here.
Yeah, it's not a smart concept here right now. I appreciate hearing more once you're back, all right? Safe travels to you. We'll have you back, all right?
Okay, Bill. Thank you.
All right, State Rep. Dwayne Junker. It is 729 KMED, KCMD.
It's time for the 42nd Annual Southern Oregon Home Show. Anything and everything for your home and property. Coming this May 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Jackson County Expo. Lots of exhibitors. Talk to the experts face-to-face. If you want it, we've got it. Brought to you by the Builders Association Southern Oregon, providing education, advocacy, and policy support for the building industry in our community. See you at the Expo May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Learn more at our website, buildso.com.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
Crater Chainsaw is fully stocked with Carhartt this season, and it's all on sale starting May 1st. Shop spring Carhartt specials throughout the store. There's a great selection of Carhartt for men and women. Long and short sleeve t-shirts, jackets, coats, pants, bibs, gloves, beanies, and lots of hoodies with Carhartt down the sleeve in a variety of different colors and sizes. On sale May 1st through Saturday, May 11th. Shop Carhartt at Crater Chainsaw for 58 years at 1321 North Riverside in Medford. Parking and entrance behind the building.
Here at American Rancher Garage, we respect and support those individuals who currently or have previously served this great country and our local communities. As a small token of our respect and appreciation for their service, we extend our Heroes discount to all active or veteran military personnel and to our active or retired first responders. There is no way to completely repay your dedication to the protection of our country and communities, but we will do what we can.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Interesting story. Red State had a story. I don't normally go to Red State for a lot of news, but they had an interesting story that is kind of, you're not hearing too much about it right now. We've been talking a lot about district attorneys. In fact, I'm trying to talk to the district attorney people that we have on the in Jackson County, because in Jackson County, we're doing a new one. I talked with Patrick Green last week. We're going to have a new district attorney one way or the other this year. And Alyssa Bartholomew, who is the other person running for district attorney, she has reached out to me, and we're probably going to talk with her Thursday morning, 7:30, okay? So keep in mind, we'll talk about some of those same issues I was talking about with Patrick Green, because I was asking Patrick Green, hey, is there any Soros money that is being shoved into your coffers? And of course, he says, oh, no, we're not connected to any of that. And I'm glad to know that. Of course, I'm taking his word for it. It's not exactly like I have a detective service that is going to go out there and look at absolutely everything. But still, look at what happens when you have certain people pulling the strings. Gascon's assistant DA in Los Angeles arrested on 11 felony charges. Now, remember, Gascon is the guy that was put up there by George Soros, a defund the police kind of thing. We're not going to prosecute criminals because prosecuting is racist, inherently racist, you know, that kind of thing. But L.A. County assistant DA Diana Terran, who oversaw George Gascon's efforts to prosecute law enforcement, in other words, prosecuting cops instead of the criminals, and to release thousands of felons from prison early, arrested Saturday on 11 felony charges related to the unauthorized use of data from confidential, statutorily protected peace officer files. So in other words, she leaked police officer information to the media, I guess. But since she is an alleged felon in Los Angeles County, she was out on bail less than an hour after her arrest. Yeah, another late, great Golden State update, huh? 7:33, Herman's going to join me here in just a few minutes on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. We have some open phones, by the way, 8 o'clock to 8:30 or so. Happy to take your calls then.
This is Insurance Agent A.
Hey.
He sells for one company only.
It's the absolute best.
To my right, an exemplary insurance agent, an independent, which means
I can help you research multiple insurance plans, giving you a much better look at who actually has the better coverage.
Well, that's not fair.
That's not what our customers say.
Well, I can't compete with that.
Home, auto, health, life. Sky Park Insurance is your local independent agency that shops for the best coverage for less. Steve makes insurance easy.
I'm Claudette Moore, former Medford City Councilperson.
My name's Terry Baker, and I'm the mayor of Phoenix.
I'm Dave Wright with CPM Real Estate Services, and I support Randy Sparacino.
I'm supporting Randy Sparacino.
I support Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. I've known Randy Sparacino for several years. He was chief of police in Medford, now he's mayor of Medford, and he's doing a fantastic job running that city, keeping it safe, and helping as many people as he can.
Vote Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. Paid for by Sparacino for Oregon, ID 20676.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
Good morning. I'm Marcus Villa with your NBC5 Morning News Update. Early on Monday, a fire in Grants Pass killed three dogs and sent two people to the hospital. Rural Metro Fire, Grants Pass Fire, and AMR Josephine County all responded to reports of a structure fire in the 1,000 block of Plum Tree Lane in Grants Pass. When crews arrived on scene just after 2 a.m., one trailer was fully engulfed in flames. The Oregon State Fire Marshal's Office has taken over the investigation into what caused the fire. The Oregon Public Utility Commission is hosting a virtual event today to get public comment on Pacific Power's proposal to increase rates. Pacific Power, which provides electric services to more than 600,000 Oregonians, filed a request to increase monthly bills by about $18 a month for the average customer. The virtual meeting will be Tuesday evening from 6 to 7. A link to the Zoom meeting is available on our website. Customers can also submit comments in writing or by phone by June 14th. Oakdale Middle School is building a new Veterans Memorial. Medford's newest middle school is looking to honor Old South Medford grads who served in the armed forces from 2001 to 2021. The Medford School District is looking for photos, uniforms, ribbons, or other memorabilia to display at Oakdale. You can contact the school district to contribute. That's a look at your morning headlines from MC5 News. I'm Marcus Veal. Have a great day.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Now through April, purchase one of three styles of General G-Max High or Ultra High performance tires for your modern muscle car, sports car, or sporty coupe or sedan and get a Visa reward card in the mail. Or purchase four Ultimax tires for your passenger car or crossover and get $60 Visa reward card. The Ultimax is an all-season touring tire built for long-lasting, year-round use. Save on general tires for any of your cars you drive at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
It's time for the 42nd Annual Southern Oregon Home Show. Anything and everything for your home and property. Coming this May 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Jackson County Expo. Lots of exhibitors. Talk to the experts face-to-face. If you want it, we've got it. Brought to you by the Builders Association Southern Oregon, providing education, advocacy, and policy support for the building industry in our community. See you at the Expo May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Learn more at our website, buildso.com.
Hi, this is Lisa, the Hughes Lumber Girl, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Interesting times, interesting times. Josephine County Commissioner Bear Chigger back on the program. We always talk about politics and a lot of economic things, and we'll be doing a little bit of both today here. Let's see. I don't think that you are being endorsed by OregonGunRights.org, are you, Herman? Welcome back. It's good to have you on. Oh, it might help if I hit the button. There you go, Herman. Welcome.
I'm trying to get a hold of him, but I don't know how to.
Yeah. Call Reagan Canope is what I'm finding out, okay?
Oh, is that who? Well, you know, that's the same little weasel that that took a white piece of paper, typed out a resolution, banned me from the Republican Party, and with no letterhead, no signatures, and then he submitted it to the Daily Courier, and they put it on the front page. Remember that?
Yes, I do. I didn't realize that was Reagan. I forgot that was Reagan Canope. Okay.
Yeah, and that never happened. That's how dishonest these guys are.
Well, this is concerning here, and of course, we've been talking about gunrights.org, you know, this website, because there have been some politicians here running for office that have been using the endorsement, or they'll go out there and claim, you know, endorsed by gun rights, you know, by Oregon gun rights. And we've been asking, who are Oregon gun rights? Because the Premier Oregon Firearms Federation is the gun rights group that we think of when you think of Republicans that are looking for endorsements, that sort of thing. And so Kevin Starrett put out an alert last night. And so I'm looking there. If you go to OregonGunRights.org, you can see all of these fake endorsements. It's like a fake endorsement page set up. And they even misquote the Second Amendment. It says, "The right of the people to bear and keep arms shall not be infringed." So they don't even get the Second Amendment right, you know, in the actual quote. But at the very bottom of the site, this according to Kevin Starrett's alert here, in tiny type appears the text, "Paid for by Gun Rights First Pack." Okay, so then you ask, what is Gun Rights First Pack? Well, it suddenly was put on the Secretary of State's website last Friday. So this site's been up for a while, and people have been using some of these endorsements there for a while. But the pack first just got noted on the Secretary of State site on Friday, last Friday, right before the Patriots rally. And it ends up being directed by Reagan Canope. And Reagan Canope is the same guy that put out the stuff kicking you out of the party, or wanting to kick you out of the party, and Scott Stoddard printed it as the gospel truth, even though it wasn't right, like you just mentioned, right?
Yeah. No, that's exactly. You know, I'm so saddened. I don't know. Don't even get me started. I mean, it just drives me crazy. You know, Republicans can win without having to lie. I'm going to tell you that. So that's my take on it.
What is the purpose of these faked up endorsement kind of websites? And by the way, most of the people that are listed on this endorsement website have no idea what this is. You know, you call them up,
well,
you ask them.
I can confirm that, because I called three individuals that I know very well, and all three of them said, what? So, yeah, I, you know, this is all about money. This is about, you know, Iverson has taken over getting Republicans elected both in the House and the Senate. And I mean, it's my opinion that his goal is just a paycheck. Whether they win or not, he don't care. He just wants, you know. See, when I was in there, the leaders of both the House and the Senate, we kind of managed the elections. And it was overwhelming, you know, and so I moved to have somebody else do it. And now it has went from that to hiring one individual and paying them, you know, six-digit numbers, when I was there, they expected me to do it for nothing, you know. And so it's just taken a bad turn, Bill.
Yeah, and it also concerns me when these same kind of groups, though, are not just trying to be the kingmakers for state elections, for statewide, or for you know, district, like senators and state reps, but also trying to be the kingmakers for local elections, county commissioners, things like that. It's a bit of a concern, isn't it? I mean, isn't that up to us to figure that out first?
Yeah, primaries. I really have a problem with the lobby getting involved in primaries, because that's a family. That's a family decision, I've always said. That's a decision within the party, okay? And for the lobby to get in there and pick the candidate by opening up their checkbook, I just really bad. It takes the power away from the people.
Yeah, and makes us even more cynical, I think, about the people that do get in, if they get in using such tactics. It's kind of the way I'm looking at it. All right.
Yep.
Well, Herman, yeah. And so you talked about the lobbies a lot at the Patriot Conference on Saturday, didn't you? I didn't get a chance to hang out and watch you because you and I have talked about this for years now, I think. I swear.
Yeah, I basically, you know, talked about, you know, what the role of the lobby is in the political system. And so it's just, you know, hey, I got a question. What's the most, what county in the United States has the highest income?
Highest, gosh, would it be the county with Martha's Vineyard in it, or is it something else?
It's Fairfax County, Virginia. And where do you think the lobbyists live?
They're right by Washington, D.C., Fairfax County.
Yep.
So. Yeah, that is disappointing for sure. Of course, I don't know. How do you battle the lobbies, given you yourself had mentioned that only about 10% of the income that someone uses to get elected as a governor or a senator or a state rep will come from we the people, and it comes from a lot of other big groups. And some of them are okay. You don't want to just trash everybody. But it's
I'm certainly not trash. There is a role for the lobby. But I'm just telling you, it's gotten out of balance. How does that sound? I think that's a good way of putting it, huh?
Balance. How do you bring balance back in if you had to wave a magic wand there, Herman?
Try to get people to spend at least 10 minutes a day trying to educate themselves on government.
Oh, okay. In other words, shut off Fox News and learn how the stuff really works here. Good. All right.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. I'm with you on that, okay? All right. And by the way, I'm not picking on Fox News, but I just know that a lot of conservative types will camp a lot of times on Fox News, and they're sitting there ruminating on national elections and such. Meanwhile, your local elections are being stolen and influenced around you, and people are not even noticing. That's what has concerned me. Okay? All right.
Yep.
All right. Let's shift it here right now because you're a big money guy. We talked about a lot of financial issues here for a while, and inflation is still burning through the situation, through the nation here right now. I'm looking at insurance costs have been going up 15 to 20% for people. Food, of course, is higher. People are having problems affording to going to the restaurant, given that a Burger King meal is now costing, what, about $20 bill in California with their situation, with their minimum wage, increased minimum wage. It's an interesting time here, but you wanted to throw a few stats at us. I'd love to hear
it. So inflation, you know, Milton Friedman, who I've studied a lot and read several of his books, always said inflation's good for no one, you know, because government, people in government think that inflation is good. And the reason is that they can print all these dollars and create these high debts. Like right now, it's $34.57 trillion.
Yeah, they can print that and then pay the debt back with depreciated dollars. So it's like less, right?
Exactly. And you got to remember that money is a tax because it'll take inflated taxpayer dollars that we pay back to the government to reduce it. But, you know, it ought to scare the heck out of everybody. That's $267,000 for every taxpayer in the United States. So that's what your elected officials have borrowed against your name. Hmm. That's just not good. But anyways, so in inflation, why is it bad? Let me throw this at you, Bill. You and I are pretty similar in the same age, okay?
Right.
So let's go back in time to around 1960. We'll just use these round numbers. So in 1960, if you had $100, you would need to have $1,061 today to buy the same stuff, just in you and I's lifetime.
Wow. Okay. So the dollar has lost more than 90% of its value just in those years. Okay.
Yeah, it's inflated 901%
okay
in our lifetime. Okay. That's, you know, and remember, all the way the federal government and governments play, this is always the long game, okay? So that's why it's, you know, people say, well, it's like boiling frogs, you know, you just slowly turn up the heat. That's what's going on. Now, having a national debt is not necessarily a bad thing because it's not the same as personal debt because countries don't die. Well, hopefully they don't. And we do. And when we die, then our debt is reconciled. So, but Alan Greenspan always warned us that there is a tipping point. He never really said what the tipping point is. He just said there is a tipping point. So now let's just change this date here on this little calculator. Let's just go back to 2020 because I think everybody can remember 2020.
It's only We remember it and not fondly for the most part.
Right. So in 2020, if you had $100, you would need $121 right now. So
right now,
it's went up $21 in just 4 years.
But I would be willing to bet you that most people did not all of a sudden get a 21% raise over that four-year period. Most.
Wages never keep up with the inflation like this. So that's a 21% increase. And that's why you see personal credit card debt, people tapping into their 401s and stuff like that is unfortunately they're trying to maintain the same lifestyle they had in 2020.
Let me ask you though, is government trying to do the same thing right now in some ways, tapping into the credit card to maintain a really unsustainable lifestyle for the government, let's say? Would that be a fair question?
Well, they're trying to stay elected. they're using our credit card to stay elected.
Uh-huh.
So like I said, national debt's not a bad thing, but there's a tipping point. Let me give you an example of how this. So the only way to create inflation is for government to print money. Now our government's not printing money like a printer. It's electronic transfers. Okay, so they sell bonds and then they print and
the money is borrowed into existence and then it ends up leaking out through the Wall Street system in order.
Exactly. Someday we'll have a bond conversation because that's a whole other thing. But anyways, with the exception of like the mid-1800s, we had the gold rush in California. So that's when you have more money in the economy than there are goods to buy, and that's what it is. Then we had the gold rush in the 1890s between Alaska and Johannesburg, South Africa, and also Australia. And so there was inflation there. But other than that, it takes government. And we can point to historic, going clear back to Rome, when they had taken the silver coins and melt them down and then make them out of nickel and put a silver coating over them. So that was an inflation period.
Yeah, weren't there times they actually started clipping the coins too?
Yep, making them smaller.
Yeah.
And then of course the famous German beer mock after World War One. My great grandparents used to tell me about that the money was so worthless the Germans only printed one side.
and this I couldn't help but notice. Did you hear the story that Zimbabwe is starting out a new currency now? Except that.
Well,
it's gold backed, but it's a central bank digital currency. This is the Fed bucks and stuff that we've been talking about and all concerned about. And I can't.
Oh, I'm going to run out and buy a bunch of that. So listen, I have right here sitting on my desk a Zimbabwe $100 trillion note. Okay,
you must be rich.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just Googled the value of that. Take a stab at how much. $100 trillion Zimbabwe note is worth. Take a stab at it, Bill.
Okay, I'll take a stab. A tenth of a cent. What do you think?
How much?
One tenth of a penny.
No, 40 cents.
Oh, 40 cents. Okay, so a $1 trillion. How many trillions was that again?
$100 trillion.
$100 trillion equals 40 cents. All right, and that's in a depreciating currency of the United States too. Wow. No wonder they're trying to do something differently.
Well, they haven't. The Zimbabwe dollars failed about a decade ago, and they've been actually for commerce. They've been using the South African rand and the U.S. dollar, which is illegal in Zimbabwe, but that's what they've been doing. It's a mess.
So what does this portend to us? Because still, we're the cleanest of the dirty shirts. In fact, the dollar has actually strengthened for a lot of this year so far. We're looked at as a better store of value at the moment.
Well. Yeah, except you need $21 more to buy the same thing that you bought in 2020. So, but here's where they get the taxpayer. How many times you heard that this is a tax, right?
Yeah, exactly. Ron Paul would tell everybody for years that inflation is a tax on the people, the hidden tax, okay?
What he was meaning is, so inflation goes up, your paycheck goes up, but then you get pushed into a higher tax bracket because the tax brackets remain the same. So you wind up with the same purchasing power paying higher taxes. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does make sense.
Yes. Right. And so you have less money. The taxpayer has less money at the end of the day today than you did in 2020. You're paying more taxes because you're making more money and you're going into a higher tax bracket and the tax brackets remain the same.
Assuming that you actually had a raise, I know people who haven't had raises even through all of this inflationary time. Because if you ask me, Herman, I think most of the big raises have been going to the lower end of the economic spectrum. Would that be a fair assessment here? What's been going on? Minimum wage world?
Yes and no. The biggest raises in this country has been the federal employees.
Oh, well, I completely put them in a different class because they're holy, okay?
And then the next biggest raises have been to state employees. And then,
well, they're extra holy too. They're extra holy. They really are. Okay. You understand?
Yep.
So and yet the regular people in the private sector have not received raises to that extent, but we're expected to pay then ever higher taxes to pay for those who did. Great. I think I understand how this works now.
You know, I was looking at some numbers the other day and and they're kind of in two different spheres, but it kind of shocked me. So you figure the U.S. national debt is almost $35 trillion, Bill.
Right.
If you take all the small businesses hire the most amount of employees in the United States, the total small business assets are about $18 trillion. So the national debt is $34 trillion. He could take all that money and buy all the small businesses in the United States twice.
Maybe that'll be the next. Maybe that'll be the next strategy as Biden wants to, or Biden Obama wants to nationalize the world. Hey, Herman, interesting little talk on inflation. You know, this still kind of brings it back home. Now, I know you're in your final few months of being a Josephine County Commission. That inflation, which has seeped into every aspect of local government, has not seeped into the ability of these local governments to raise money and raise their income. Is that not the case?
Yeah. So we have less. I was just going over with our finance director because I asked for these numbers that normally wouldn't be generated out of that office, but I asked for them. And I said, because we have different buckets of money. You know, we've got the property tax, we got SRS, we got this, we got sin tax and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I said, what is our average income rate going up? And it's about 2.5%. It's not 3%. So people say, oh, it's 3%. Well, no, property cannot go up more than 3%. That doesn't mean it's going to go 3%. And then the sin taxes and all that isn't going up that much. So but yet our expenses, the other side is, okay, so that's the appropriation side of the ledger, is going up as high as 14%, okay?
14% increase on the payment side, but the income coming in only going up 2-3. That, you know, that sounds like a definition of unsustainability.
Well, and it's all. When you start looking at small businesses, their experience, or just business, corporate and everything else. And so I'm worried. This is my worry, okay? I'm worried the next shoe to drop is the unemployment rate goes up. And that is a really downward spiral in an economy. And I think I was just looking at some stuff coming out of JP Morgan and some other people they're starting to get pretty nervous. I was just looking at where was that? Let me see. J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America suffer $4,500 billion. Okay, even I get mixed up after a while. $4,500 million in losses. So, you know, you see Nike just laid off some people. Tesla's laying off. You look across the huge restaurant changes. The huge restaurant chains are really in the dumpster right now.
Yeah, and noticing in California especially, they're already starting to lay off people. They want to hire machines, you know, in order to do what humans used to do. You know, Herman, you know what this is starting to sound like? It's starting to remind me of when I was a kid in the mid to early 1970s with, now the inflation rate's not so high, not as high, but I remember it was what they termed stagflation. This is starting to feel like the 1970s stagflation, or at least a part two. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and stagflation is worse than inflation, and then deflation is worse than both of them.
Deflation works great, except for government. I mean, deflation works, you know, great for us, in which our dollars become worth more.
No, it doesn't work good for us, Bill.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, if say you have a house that's worth $400,000, you owe $300,000 on it,
uh-huh.
And then deflation goes, and the house is worth $200,000.